You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rigard. Coming up, our next guest tells us how you can best support people observing Ramadan in your community.
First, we're taking a look at Hollywood, which has been criticized in recent years for casting decisions. A lot of movies have gotten a thumbs down from critics for the lack of diversity on the screen.
Studio executives have blamed the audience, saying moviegoers prefer movies with mainly white casts. But a recent study found that there's no business incentive for having all white casts in mainstream Hollywood movies because films with more black actors actually performed better at the box office.
Joining us now is Venkat Kappuswamy. He co-authored that study, and he's an assistant professor of strategy and entrepreneurship at Kenan Flagler Business School at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Venkat, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I want to ask first, why did you and your colleague try to put some numbers on this, try to measure box office results with the ethnic makeup of a movie's cast?
Well, it was actually serendipity. My co-author, Pete Yunkin at McGill, and I, we've actually performed a lot of research on biases in economic marketplaces, and we were focused on racial biases in the context of crowdfunding, like using Kickstarter or Indiegogo to raise money. Then we heard all this talk about the lack of diversity in movies when the Oscar nominations came out. And given my love of movies and the fact that my PhD work was on box office data in Hollywood, I thought, hey, you know what? Why don't we actually look at whether diversity has economic consequences in Hollywood and provide some data and statistics to either prove or disprove some of the popular claims out there. And so it was really... just listening to the anger following the Oscar nominations this past year, and we quickly came up and performed a study within a couple of months.
Well, let's talk about that study. How did you set it up?
Well, what we did is we said, okay, you know what? Let's go back five years specifically, and we looked at all movies that were released domestically in the United States, or more specifically, that were qualified for Academy Award consideration. This is a ton of movies. Basically, one of the major ingredients in that is that you had to have been shown in L.A. County for at least 7 days. So about 1,000 movies over a five-year span. And what we did is we individually looked at the top six cast members for each movie. And we used Amazon Mechanical Turk and our own sweat and tears to code the individual race associated with each actor. So there's a lot of hand coding required. And after we were able to determine the cast composition of every movie, we then extracted financial information using information on imdb.com, Box Office Mojo, the numbers, and we basically ran an economic analysis controlling for a number of other factors that could also affect box office performance, including the budget of the film, the genre, the star power, et cetera, et cetera. And then all things equal, when we looked at the racial composition of the cast, we found that actually, you know, honestly, converse to our expectations, that diversity actually had a positive effect on box office performance.
Now, the argument that is surprising when compared to studio executives say, sometimes when challenged on diversity issues, well, our audience in the United States, our domestic audience, doesn't want that diversity. They want these bankable, usually white stars in movies. Those are the movies that make more money. It sounds like what you're saying is that's not how it pans out when you run the numbers.
That's categorically false. The numbers just don't justify that statement. The reality is movies with at least two black actors in the principal cast do far better than movies with one or zero.
And another question you looked at along the same vein is, well, maybe these movies do well at the box office, but maybe they don't perform as well when it comes to awards nominations. What did you find there?
Yeah, and that's actually the first outcome we examined, because if you remember, everyone was concerned that, hey, you know what, there were no black actors with Oscar nods this past year, and was this a blip, or was this evidence of bias? So when we actually looked at that, we realized two things. First off, the odds of getting an Oscar nomination are very, very small. And so there was actually no bias one way or the other regarding Oscar nominations. And so you couldn't make the claim that movies that had diverse casts were performing poorer in a critical sense as well.
We are talking about diversity in movies. Venkat Kapuswamy is with us from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He and a colleague did a study looking at the impact of having a more diverse cast. Does it help or hurt the box office bottom line? Short answer, more diversity looks like it helps. Let's look at one of those movies, give a listen to one of those movies with a diverse cast. This is Annie, the 2014 edition, cast black actors in leads, Jamie Foxx as Will Stacks, or Daddy Warbucks, and Kwavenzani Wallace as Annie. Here's a conversation between the two, talking about Annie's dog, Sandy, needing a bathroom break.
Annie, where are you going?
Thanks for everything. Sorry I messed up last night. Hope you can still be mayor.
What are you talking about? Get back here.
It's okay. I'm good at this part. I've had a lot of practice getting kicked out of places.
Just put your bag down. You're not going anywhere.
Sandy's gotta go.
Stop it. You and Sandy are staying here, and I don't care what happened last night.
No, I mean Sandy's gotta go.
No, I mean, Sandy's gotta go.
A tense moment in Annie, the 2014 remake. Now, this is a movie with a more mixed cast. Black leads, but also Cameron Diaz as a supporting actress. How do movies, Venkat, with a mixed race cast do, as opposed to all white or all black? And we'll get to all or mostly black casts in a minute. Is this a recipe for a good box office?
We believe so. The numbers are quite startling. Over 75% of all movies have zero black actors, so a quarter do. And of that quarter, only 10% have two or more black actors. And so the amount of movies with diverse casts are actually quite small, all things considered, which is quite unfortunate.
It's an interesting point about the numbers there. Is there any reason to wonder about whether the sample is too small for you to draw a conclusion?
No, actually, it's on the larger side. We would have been concerned if we had, let's say, 50 films or so, but our sample has... the original sample has 1,000 movies in it, and then the numbers were run with 723, which is a very robust sample going over the past 5 years. Now, the only reason we didn't go back even further was that it takes a lot of effort to code the race of individual actors. But no, this was a very, very substantial sample.
I want to put this in the context of the research you mentioned earlier, looking at racial bias and corporate policy. Is what you're seeing here from Hollywood something you would see in any other industry that maybe, it sounds like, shooting itself in the foot by not considering its diverse customer base?
I mean, that's what we're trying to really show with this study, that it is... You're leaving money on the table in many cases when you exhibit these biases, either consciously or unconsciously. It is unfair for us to say these biases are conscious, but even if they are unconscious, a wake-up call is in order, because ultimately, at the end of the day, these studios want to make money, and these businesses, even in other settings, want to make money. And this is a clear case where there is demand that is going untapped.
It's interesting because if we're talking about the bottom line driving Hollywood and its production's decisions, as you said, it seems to make sense to have more diverse casts. Has this been looked at closely before, the way you did?
Well, in our opinion, there have been a few descriptive elements basically showing that, hey, you know what, there aren't enough diverse movies, but we don't think there's really been any prior work that has actually tied it to the financial performance of the films. And we thought that ultimately that's what studio executives care about. And, you know, if we can find that at least there's no penalty, there's no justification, really, to have a less diverse cast.
We're talking right now with Venkat Kappuswamy, Assistant Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, talking about a study that he co-authored, finding that Hollywood movies with diverse casts actually do better at the box office than movies with all white casts.
And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you see much diversity in the Hollywood movies coming your way? Do you hunger for more of it, more black actors in leading roles or top supporting roles, more women Avengers, say, to name a top movie that's out now. What do you think of what people call whitewashing sometimes? Things like Scarlett Johansson playing the lead in The Ghost in the Shell, an Asian character originally. Call 800-642-1234. Our post on the Central Time Facebook page. And what about Oscar night? Are you disappointed that movies that could have won awards with partly or all black cast, more diverse cast, weren't winning this last couple of years? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234.
This is Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. And right now we're picking up our conversation with Venkat Kappuswamy. He is Assistant Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. And we're talking about the study he co-authored that finds that movies with diverse casts are more popular at the box office than more homogenous casts, despite claims that moviegoers are maybe less receptive to non-white casts.
We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Tell us what you think about diversity or lack of same in the entertainment industry, especially these Hollywood movies. What score would you give Hollywood films? Are there examples where you think an effort was made and it came out well? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We've got Sean on the line in Milwaukee. Hi, Sean.
Hi. I love your guys' show. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
Great topic today. My question was for the author is how is he defining diverse cast? I watch movies all the time, Netflix, in movie theater, HBO, Showtime, and I can't think of one movie off the top of my head that does not have some other races besides white people in it. So I'm curious as how he's defining diverse in his study.
All right. Thank you, Sean. And Venkat.
Thanks, Sean. Very specifically, we are looking at the top six billed cast members of every movie, and we are basically counting the number of African Americans or black cast members within this top six. And we cut that up into three buckets: 0, 1, and 2 or more.
And thanks a lot for that call, Sean. As you mentioned, many fell into that zero category, a lot into one, fairly few into the two or more. And I know people have asked why only black characters. Was that just a matter of logistics?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I myself am of Asian descent, and I would have loved to have had the bandwidth to code Hispanic, Indian, Chinese, et cetera, et cetera. The frank reality is we were limited by manpower. We thought, you know what, black actors represent the largest of the minority categories. So let's first focus there. And then when we have more time, in a subsequent study, let's kind of grow it out to include Hispanic cast members and other Asian cast members. But frankly, the reality is, as I was hand-coding these casts, the number of Hispanic and Asian, especially Asian cast members, is very, very small. Hispanic are there, but again, quite few and far between, all things considered.
And Sean mentioned you'll often see a non-white character, but you were going again for the top six, so the lead role, main supporting actors
exactly.
And actresses, not man in store.
Exactly. Not Man in Stone. We were really focused on the top six. And you know what? In many films, that's being generous.
Let's read a Facebook comment here from Tom. Tom says, I think a large part of the issue is that people of color often get offered coveted Oscar-worthy roles when it's a depiction of civil rights issues, slavery or inner city struggles, or the sassy foil for one of the main white characters. In other words, when a part is specifically written for a black actor. I'm thinking also about casting ideas that we've been seeing, stories like Hermione being played by an African-American girl, and there being some pushback on that. I mean, what do we know about how people are cast?
Well, I think the assumption is that if race is not mentioned, it's Caucasian, which I don't think is fair. I think you're starting to see instances where you see for example, black actors in roles that don't necessarily specify them. I think one that comes to my mind, and I could be wrong on this, but in the Thor movies, I think Idris Elba played a very prominent role. And I'm not really sure that the character in the comic books was African-American.
Was not, I'll say.
Yeah, so you do see cases of this, I think, in... I mean, there are instances, but few and far between. I think the dominant logic is, when in doubt, it's a white cast profile we're looking for, unless a really good case is made. And one thing I hear a lot about, and I've heard this from others, is that basically two black actors transcend, quote-unquote, transcend race, which is Denzel Washington and Will Smith. But, you know, I think we really need a change of mindset in Hollywood. And I think the claim that there aren't enough diverse stars out there is really rubbish. You need to cast them first before they can become stars. I think there's a pipeline problem there.
Talking to Venkat Kuppaswamy from the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. His new research he's co-authored looks at the impact of diverse casting and lead roles in movies, finds that more diversity, more non-whites, they looked specifically at black people, more characters of color equals more money at the box office. Back to our callers now with Larry in Sturgeon Bay. Larry, hi.
Howdy. That is exactly what I was going to speak on. Thanks for having me on, but I was going to speak on exactly the subject of the Asgard thing. You know, when I go to a movie and I know the basic storyline, either with Norse myths, which... some of the Avengers come from, you know, and then the idea that somebody's stuffing a black guy in Asgard, you know, that just absolutely insults me, that the fact that you're going to start swapping storylines to meet this whole diversity thing, and instead of just telling the story. And the other point I'd like to make is on the coding aspect of it. You know, the fellow says, well, we couldn't code for Mexican, we couldn't code for Native American, we didn't code for Asian. But you, instead of coding for black, you could have coded for all other races, you know, and that certainly would have put a little more plump into the idea. Now, I'm a Native American, so, you know, I'm not talking from the white perspective, hopefully, but I'm just saying, you know, we know it's a closed shop most of the time, but, you know, the study there could have been a little more open, too. Thank
Larry, thanks a lot for the call. So the first point he makes, Venkat, is, hey, don't pander. Don't throw in diverse actors just for the sake of diversity. What do you think?
Well, first off, thanks, Larry. Great question. What I would say is this. Hollywood has to combat the default. The default is that when it's not stated, the race is assumed to be white. So in a way, the ballot is stuffed in the other direction. So there needs to be corrections. And why I do agree to some extent that I think Idris Elba, you know, cast in Asgard might be a little bit of a stretch from a story standpoint. wait, how many times have we seen a Caucasian actor play an Asian or a Middle Eastern character? Today, I heard about Leonardo DiCaprio being attached to a project where he was going to be playing a Sufi saint, Rumi, who is Afghani by descent. And that seems to be okay, yet we have a problem with Idris Elba playing a Norwegian superhero. And we are talking about superheroes here. So, I mean, there's a little bit of a suspension of reality to begin with.
I want to get at one more movie here. Straight Outta Compton had a biographical film about the hip-hop group N.W.A. had an all-black cast. Let's hear a clip from that.
Like, y'all just got a snapshot of how Americans really feel. We gave the people a voice. We gave the people truth.
Yeah, but your songs, they glamorize the lifestyle of gangs, guns, drugs.
Our art is a reflection of our reality. What you see when you go outside your door?
I know what I see.
And it ain't glamorous.
You get AKs from Russia and cocaine from Colombia.
And ain't none of us got a passport, so...
Yeah.
Might want to check the source.
Yeah, next question.
Will you be more careful about what you say, how you say it?
No. Probably not. No.
Why? Freedom of speech includes rap music, right? But we exercise in our First Amendment, as far as I'm concerned.
And Venkat, a clip there from Straight Outta Compton. And just briefly, as we start to wrap up here, is that a movie? It did well overseas. It did well at the global box office, $161 million in the United States. Is that an example of how casts that aren't really very diverse can do, or are very diverse, don't have a lot of mostly non-white cast can do at the box office?
No, absolutely. I think that was a major surprise this past year from both a commercial and artistic perspective. And I hope that's the first of many, many to come. And it's not to say that casts have to be entirely black or entirely Hispanic or entirely Asian, but a little bit more diversity in the mix would be great.
Venkat, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
That was Venkat Kapuswamy, Assistant Professor of Strategy and Entrepreneurship at Kenan Flagler Business School at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. He joined us to talk about his new study on movies, diversity, and box office sales. Still time to weigh in over at the Central Time Facebook page.